Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. And I want to give a special notice to the show that preceded us, a very thought-provoking discussion on life, what you do in a particular decade, or life in general. And keeping in with that theme, here is our opener.
Why are we here? What's life all about? Is God really real? Or is there some doubt? Well, tonight we're going to sort it all out. For tonight, it's the meaning of life. What's the point of all these hoax? Is it the chicken and the egg time? Are we just yokes? Perhaps we just want is life just a game where we make up the rules while we're searching for something to say? Or are we just simply spiraling coils of self-replicating DNA? Is life, what is our fate? Sitting round with nothing to say. While the scientists say we're just simply spiraling coils of self-replicating DNA. So just why? Why are we here? And just what do we fear? Well, so why for a change?
Thank you. was a Pizza Hut. Now it's all covered with daisies. You got it, you got it. I miss the honky tonks, Dairy Queens, and 7-Elevens. You got it, you got it. And as things fell apart, nobody paid much attention. You got it, you got it.
Killing me. Yeah, I'm waiting here for you.
And that's a new single by Courtney Barnett. Dropped not too long ago. I think it was in the past two weeks perhaps. And it was Small Talk. And she's out on the road supporting her new album. Her new album is called Tell Me How You Really Feel. And it is pretty damn good. And she's had some shows with Waxahachie opening for her. I missed a show in Boston to my detriment. But wherever you are, you should check it out. Before that, we had Nothing But Flowers, Talking Heads, and Meaning of Life, Monty Python, because there's a whole bunch of Monty Python on Netflix, and that's how I get my kicks. Don't know how you do, but let me tell you, before I go any further about what's coming up, let's pass the hat. It's the donations PSA. Why Freeform? Why is WMFO Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for more than 45 years, and none of us here at WMFO want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before November 14th, so today, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support WMFO in reaching our $5,000 goal. You'll even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO Freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford and share with your friends using the hashtag #KeepItFreeform. All right. Now, on to me, which is why you're here. This past weekend, I was in Chicago, the city of Broad Shoulders. I'm not sure why it's called that. The Windy City seems much more apt because my lord. And while I was out there, I was visiting my brother and his girlfriend. His birthday is this week, but hers is not. Anyhow, it was a good time. And I do have a birthday song for him at the end of the show, but I am playing a song by a Chicago band who I had the privilege of seeing several weeks ago. They're White Mystery, and they were opening for the indispensable Rocky Erickson at the Once Ballroom. And let's see. But before I play that, something a little closer to home, another opening band for Mr. Erickson is a band straight out of Worcester, Massachusetts called Evil Streaks. And, you know, me and my friend Shannon, we met them, both bands afterwards, and they couldn't have been nicer groups of people. So if you see them on your radar, on your concert radar, if a concert radar is a thing that you own, please act on your best instincts. So we're going to play some Evil Streaks, then we're going to play some White Mystery, and then I'm going to play a song I happened across, a cover of Harry Nilsson by Amy Mann, because I fell into a Harry Nilsson wormhole also over the weekend. Are the two related? I don't know. If you have a theory, please write your congressman, but we're going to get into it right now with Evil Streaks. We'll be right back.
This is Nielsen. He sings the new rock.
Think about the happy times, the groovy times. Now tell me they are gone.
He's been traveling underground. Now he's arrived. Nielsen sings straight from the shoulder to the very hip. Dig.
Everybody's talking at me. Can't hear a word they're saying.
Nielsen's new RCA album, Aerial Ballet, is a 12-song excursion through inner space. It features songs like Good Old Desk, Mr. Tinker, and this one.
Life isn't easy when two are divided and one has decided to bring down the curtain. And one thing for certain, there's nothing to keep them together.
His name is Nielsen. His RCA album is Aerial Ballet. It's a total trip. Get on it.
Okay, Mr. Mix.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. Experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. Because one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know. Number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know.
Keep them together.
Thank you. Look up here, I'm in heaven. I've got scars that can't be seen. I've got drama, can't be stolen. Everybody knows me now. We'll be right back.
David Bowie with Lazarus off of his final album, Black Star, an album recorded in the utmost secrecy with the assistance of a jazz band and longtime producer Tony Visconti. Before that, we had Amy Mann with a cover of One, a song I did not know until recently was composed by Harry Nilsson, and for my money, that is the superior cover of it. The Three Dog Night version is just, oh, it's bad. We also had a radio spot for one of Mr. Nilsson's records because I had a minute of time to make up on the playlist, and his studio version on Aerial Ballet is very good, his studio version of One. And we also had White Mystery, Birthday from the album Blood and Venom, and they are such a fine band, I cannot rave about them enough. And they are from Chicago, and it's a brother-sister duo, guitar and drums. The lead singer and guitarist, Alex White, I commented to my friend that she looked like if it was, well, not the look, but the feel I got was if Patti Smith hung out with Mark Bolan before she moved back to the Midwest, and I think that assessment holds water. And her brother, Francis Scott Key White, looks like a spitting image of Ginger Baker. And we started off with the Evil Streaks with Can't Keep Running from the album The Evil Streaks, with an exclamation mark there. And they are straight out of Worcester, Massachusetts, one of the finest cities east of the 495. West, I mean. East is the water. And Provincetown, which is also a fine city. Okay, we are getting ready. Let's see, we're at the bottom of the hour, so let's have ourselves a legally mandated PSA. And with the holidays coming ahead, let's have some sound advice. It's the WMFO Happy Holidays. Please don't drink and drive PSA. It's that special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriates, especially on Krampus. Not that Krampus is stern but fair, but if you're under the influence, if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed, if you're toast, or even just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. This also applies for if you're bombed, blotto, and anywhere from one to a dozen sheets to the wind, count at your own discretion. Please walk, take public transit, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its freeform and loving listeners back in the new year. So please, don't be dumb. All right. Something else happened this past week, the midterm elections. And with those behind us, it means that the fever speculation of 2020 can now begin. And while this may be of some note or no interest at all to you, this means a whole lot to two friends of mine who work in various news-based radio stations, my friends Lisa and Matt. And because the primaries mean outsized focus on New Hampshire, it means that New Hampshire will take up a lot of their lives, and running back and forth and a general sense of exhaustion is no doubt in the offing. So this song is going out to both of them.
So when I 20, 24 hours to go,
and that's the English Beat with The Tears of a Clown from their debut album, I Just Can't Stop It. And we also had The Vaccines with If You Wanna off the 2011 album, What Do You Expect from The Vaccines? And if your immediate answer is some debunked science about autism, please, we don't have any time for that foolishness. Ramones, I Want to Be Sedated, to all my journalism friends who are going to be subsumed in the nightmarish pageantry that is the 2020 primary season. So, you know, bring your coffee. Let's see. Going to go into the home stretch here. I got that song for my brother at the very end. Here's a hint. It's by War. And we're also going to have some English Beat, contemporary of the English Beat, and fellow Smokey Robinson Miracles fan Billy Bragg, as well as some Buck Owens, because I was reading about the Nashville country scene, and there was a chapter devoted to Bakersfield, California, known as Nashville West, where a lot of the ancestors of, well, ancestors and, you know, forebears of the country scene moved out west with the Okies and the Arkies during the Dust Bowl migration. But enough of that. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself right here. Let's get into it with a band known collectively and rightly as The Cream.
Now I feel like I've won the cup every time. gesture for one of life's eternal sobs. Though I tried hard acting tough, I just can't stand the taste of that stuff. Like some Metro Park player, I got in the wild in some grudge match against his pub. Still I'm happy where I am.
And that was War with me and baby brother, and that all got to my brother out in Chicago doing the best work possible out there in the city that's still inexplicably called the city of Broad Shoulders, or with Broad Shoulders, one of the two. And before that, we had Buck Owens, Memphis, Billy Bragg, Boy Done Good, and Cream with Badge. And I wanted to play the live version of Baby Brother, but I realized that it's 7 minutes long, and I would hate to cut into the time afforded to Annie, who's got some dynamite music coming your way, so you shouldn't move anywhere from where you are, unless, of course, your listening methods are mobile, in which case, you know, don't feel constrained. I have to go, but please come back next week for more of the same, except slightly different.